Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Sam, your pop just came home. Are you going to go down and ask him or not?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go down and ask him. Well, why don't you come with me while I ask him?
What's the matter? You afraid of your father?
Oh, I'm not afraid of him.
Then why won't you ask him by yourself?
Well, look, you're the one that wants me to ask him, so you ought to be there while I'm asking him.
Yeah, I think you ought to be there while he's asking him, too.
Who asked you to horn in on the asking?
Come on, Eddie. We'll both go ask him.
Not me. Your father doesn't like me.
Why would you say that?
On account of the way he looks at me when he opens the door. Sometimes I think you'd be happier to see Chris just standing there.
Okay, I'll go down and ask him by myself.
That's a great brother you got there, Squirt.
Yeah, I think he is.
A little chicken, but great.
Oh, hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Well, what's he going to go down and ask my father anyways?
He's going to ask him if I can spend the night.
What? You spend the night here?
What? Eddie Haskell spend the night here?
Well, gee, Dad, it's only for one night.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sound like it was a catastrophe. It just sort of took me by surprise.
Come to think of it, Eddie never has spent a night here before.
Well, he's wanted to stay here lots of times. Except this is the first time I've had nerve enough to ask you. Anyway, I kind of owe Eddie a night here. I stayed over there 3 or 4 times.
Oh, but Eddie's mother likes to have you over there. She says you're such a good influence on Eddie.
What'd you have to say that for? Make me feel creepy.
Well, son, I guess it's all right if you have Eddie spend the night.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad.
I'll put Beaver in the guest room.
Yeah, remember, no horsing around.
Gee, Dad, we don't do stuff like that anymore. We're in high school.
Well, that's right. I forgot.
Suppose it's all right with Eddie's parents?
Well, now, if you were Eddie's parents and had a chance to palm him off on someone, how would you feel?
I guess it's all right with Eddie's parents.
Hey, Beaver.
What, Eddie?
Did anybody ever tell you that you look like Sal Mineo?
She know, Eddie.
Well, I'm not surprised, because you don't.
Hey, Eddie, my dad says it's okay. You can stay.
Yeah? Did he blow his top first?
Well, no, he just said you could stay.
Me being polite to him must have finally paid off.
Cut it out. Hey, you better call your parents and tell them you're staying.
What for? I don't have to check in with a warden every time I make a move.
See, if I ever stayed overnight at anybody's house and didn't call my dad, he'd kill me. That's on account he loves me so much.
Look, why should I do my parents a favor and call them? If you start treating them too good, the next thing you know, they'll start pushing you around.
Eddie?
Yes, sir, Mr. Cleaver?
Eddie, I think you should call your father and tell him you're spending the night here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cleaver. I was just talking to Wallace and Theodore about that very thing. I'll call him at once.
That's a good boy.
Well, I thought we got through dinner very nicely.
Yeah, no incidents. Of course, that's the Eddie Haskell pattern. The epitome of graciousness in front of the parents.
Just wouldn't be so obvious about it.
Especially when he cut Beaver's meat for him.
Hope he isn't up to something, wanting to spend the night.
Well, let's face it, dear. Wally and Eddie have been friends for 4 or 5 years now. Nothing's ever really happened.
Eddie has that look about him that makes you think something is always about to happen.
He does that, doesn't he?
You know, it's too bad we can't pick out a friend for Wally. Some nice boy with all the right qualities who always behaves himself.
Well, the only trouble is, if we did find a boy like that, he probably wouldn't have anything to do with Wally.
Did Eddie call his parents to say he was spending the night?
Well, I made a point of telling him to, so I guess he did.
Do, do,
Whose turn is it to jump?
We're playing chess, not checkers.
Oh. Then whose turn is it to do something?
Will you be quiet? This is a game for grown-ups, not runts.
Look, Eddie, are you just doing that so I can't concentrate?
Well, sure. What else?
Did you learn that from your father, too?
Look, kid, one of these days I'm going to yank your head off and put it on backwards.
Come on, Eddie, quit picking on him.
He's not bothering anybody.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was I looking when you took my bishop?
Well, sure you were looking.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Well, now, what kind of a crack is that?
Nothing, but just try to remember that I'm a guest in your home.
Well, so what?
So don't take any of my men when my back is turned, so that's what.
Look, Eddie,
Gee, Eddie, you were looking every time Wally took one of your guys. He didn't even see it when you snuck his castle thing off the board.
Will you scram out of here?
Well, he doesn't have to scram out of here. He's got just as much right in here as you have.
Oh, yeah? What kind of a host are you? If I wanted to get shoved around, I could have stayed at home.
Look, Eddie, do you want to play or not?
I'm thinking.
Are you sure you want to make that move?
Look, Sam, you play your game and I'll play mine.
Okay.
Check
and checkmate.
What do you mean? Oh, how careless of me.
It's okay, Eddie. Game was over. I won.
What do you mean you won? Show me where it says you won.
Well, you know I won. That's why you tipped the board over on purpose.
Yeah, I saw you do it on purpose.
I did not. Besides, I don't go for playing with guys that cheat.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. And then getting your creepy brother to psycho me so I couldn't think.
Okay, Eddie, I've had it. Why don't you go home?
What?
You heard me. Get on out of here before I have to throw you out.
And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it?
This is what makes me think so.
Okay. You don't have to start a war. Well, you're sure a crummy host. You're a crummy chess player, too.
Boy, Wally. That's a shame.
What, did Eddie went home?
No. Didn't get a chance to sock him.
Good night, Mr. Cleaver.
Where are you going?
Well, home.
Home?
Well, I thought you were going to spend the night.
Well, I was, Mrs. Cleaver, and it was very nice of you to extend me the invitation.
Well, then why are you leaving?
Well, I'd rather not say, sir. I don't believe in carrying tales.
Well, Eddie, if there's something wrong, we'd like to know what it is.
Well, all right, sir. If you insist.
I insist.
Wally and Beaver were mean to me.
Well, I knew it was too good to last.
Well, Wally, I don't think it was very nice of you to fight with Eddie after you invited him to stay the night.
Gee, Dad, Eddie started the whole thing when we were playing chess.
Yeah, Dad. He should have been here. First, he was singing while Wally was trying to think.
Singing?
Yeah. He went, zombie, 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 zombie. Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-Z-
I don't think it's any reason to fight with a guest.
Well, gee, Dad, then he said all this stuff about me cheating and everything.
And then when Wally won, Eddie knocked the chessboard on the floor on purpose.
Yeah, every time I beat him, he acts like a big baby.
Well, son, if he does all these things, why do you play chess with him?
Well, gee, Dad, because he's my best friend.
Boy, Dad, you should have been here. Well, first Wally told Eddie to get out, then Eddie said, who's going to make me? Then Wally held up his fist. And then just when things were getting good, Eddie went and chickened out.
Gee, Dad, I tried not to get sore at him, but he just couldn't help it.
All right, son, I guess I can understand how it happened. But look, in the future, let's just not ask Eddie to spend the night, huh?
Well, that's okay with me, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he makes enough trouble just coming around in the daytime.
Hey, Beef, you want me to teach you how to play chess?
Nah, I don't think so, Wally. I don't like a game with that much fighting in it.
What's the verdict?
Oh, it was just like we thought. Eddie started the whole thing.
You made sure?
Well, Wally told me what happened. Beaver backed him up. Hey, you know, with a little luck, this could turn into a permanent break.
Well, I just hope it doesn't cause bad feelings between us and the Haskells. You know, they're both so positive their son can do no wrong.
It's too bad they can't know dear little Eddie like we do.
How can they? They're his parents. That's probably Eddie calling from his house trying to make up with Wally.
Hello? Ward? Frank Haskell. I'll have to make this rather short. I'm calling long distance from Freeport. From up there?
Who is it?
It's Eddie Haskell's father. Listen, Frank, if you want to speak to Eddie...
No, that isn't necessary. I just want to thank you for letting Eddie spend the night.
Mrs. Haskell and I sure feel much better up here knowing he's in your care. Oh, well, thanks.
Ward, tell him it wasn't Wally's fault.
June, please. Ward, don't say anything to Eddie, but you know how kids are. Oh, he's a big boy and all that, but he gets a little bit edgy when he's all by himself at home.
He's always been the timid type.
Oh, yes. Yes, we've noticed that. But, Frank, as a matter of fact...
Ward, be sure and have him say hello to Mrs. Haskell for us, would you?
What'd you say, Ward? Oh, nothing, Frank. June was sending her regards. And the best to you and the missus, too. It sure is a comfort to know that he's safe at home in your hands. Well, thanks.
Many thanks to you again.
Bye. But Frank...
What's the matter?
Well, it seems that both Mr. and Mrs. Haskell are up in Freeport, and we've got to get shy, timid little Eddie back here to spend the night.
Golly, Daddy, you mean I gotta go over to Eddie's house and invite him to come back here?
But, Wally, it's all we can do.
But, Dad, everybody was so happy when he left.
Well, that's not the point, Beaver.
Well, how come you just didn't tell Mr. Haskell that Eddie wasn't here?
Well, I was going to, Wally, but... Well, he didn't give me a chance. And anyway, I didn't want to worry him. Now, look, the easy thing to do is just to get Eddie back over here. After all, we can't let them go on thinking their son is here when he's not, can we?
Well, why can't we, Dad?
Because, Beaver, your mother and I feel a sense of responsibility as parents and as friends of the Haskells. Do you understand?
Gee, Dad, I have enough trouble understanding kids' messes without trying to understand grown-up messes.
Come on, Molly. I'll drive you over.
Well, okay, but I really got to ask Eddie to come back here, huh?
Oh, son, it's the right thing to do.
Can I go too, Dad?
What for?
Eddie just might get beat up by Wally's trying to do the right thing.
I think you better stay here and keep your mother company.
Every time something good happens, I got to stay here and keep my mother company.
Come on, Molly.
Hey, Mom?
Yes?
How do guys like Eddie get to be guys like Eddie?
I don't quite know what you mean.
Well, you know, all that polite business and smiling at everybody and saying hello and calling Dad Sir, Mr. Cleaver.
Well, you know, Beaver, there's nothing wrong with being polite.
Yeah, but somehow when Eddie's polite, I always think the guy's being polite to is getting the worst of it.
Well, you know, Beaver... I'm not sure, but I think this polite business with Eddie is sort of a camouflage.
Camouflage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, Mom, do you mean like when they paint stripes on airplanes?
I mean sort of a cover-up for another Eddie.
Gosh, Mom, you mean there's another Eddie?
Well, even in a sense there is, and I'm afraid we don't know him.
Well, then we gotta get to know him. Because he couldn't be any worse than the one we know.
Yes, Beaver, maybe we should.
Dad, hey, look at all the lights. Hey, maybe he's got company, huh?
I don't think so.
Well, heck, he could have invited somebody over.
You know he didn't.
Well, gee, there's a couple of new guys at school that aren't wise to him yet. Maybe he called them up.
Wally, Eddie's father told me that Eddie's kind of nervous about being alone. That's why he has all the lights on.
Oh. No. It sure is tough being nice to a guy that you just had a beef with.
I know it is.
It's even tougher when you're dealing with a wise guy like Eddie. Go ahead.
Go on.
Vaughn, I just hope he doesn't take a poke at me or something. Sure hates to have to clobber him right on his own front porch.
Who's there?
It's me, Eddie Wally.
I don't want to talk to you, you miserable rat.
Come on, open up, Eddie.
Well, okay.
What do you want? Well, my father's outside, and we want you to come on back to the house and spend the weekend.
Yeah, how come?
Well, we just want you to, that's all.
Oh, your father's making you apologize to me for being such a miserable rat.
Well, look, Eddie, if you don't want to come, I mean, forget it. At least we asked you.
Well, wait a minute. You don't have to start being such a sorehead. I just might come. Yeah. Of course, I'll have to go up and tell my father first.
Your father?
Yeah. He's upstairs in his bedroom reading.
Well, yeah. Yeah, sure.
I'll try to talk him into it. He's pretty sore about what happened to me over at your place. Look, Dad, if I'm willing to forgive the Cleavers, I think that you should be big enough to do likewise. What's that? I'm sorry, Dad. I can't go along with your thinking. I'm going to spend the weekend at the Cleavers, and that's the way it's going to be. So long. The old boy gets pretty stubborn at times, but I straighten him out. Let's go. I'll be right with you, Wally. Let's go.
Hey, Eddie. How come you turned all the lights out?
What's wrong with that?
Well, I thought your father was upstairs reading.
Oh, he is. It's just kind of a little gag we play on each other. I turn the lights out on him while he's reading, and then he turns the lights out on me while I'm doing homework. We have a lot of laughs that way.
Good evening, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, hello, Eddie. We're glad you decided to come back.
Well, thank you. I thought it was the mature thing to do.
Yes, well, I think you boys better be getting ready for bed. It's getting rather late.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, son.
Good night, Mrs. Cleaver. Good night, sir.
Good night, Eddie.
Good night. Well, Ward, I'm glad we did it. Now we can go to sleep knowing that Eddie's parents won't be worried.
No, I think we acted in the line of duty. And citations have been awarded for a lot less.
Hey, Mom!
Cleaver!
Was that Eddie just went down the hall?
Yes, that was Eddie.
Oh, I thought I was having a nightmare or something.
That was a very delicious breakfast, Mrs. Cleaver.
Well, thank you, Eddie. Did you have enough?
Yes, ma'am, plenty. And to show our appreciation, we'll do the dishes.
What do you mean, we?
You and I and a beaver.
Well, that'll suit us just fine.
Yes, your father and I are going shopping.
Thank you, Eddie. That was a very nice gesture.
You're welcome, Mrs. Cleaver.
Okay, Eddie. What are you pulling now?
Well, I'm not pulling anything. We're going to do the dishes.
Oh, you mean that Beaver and I are going to end up doing the dishes while you're goofing off someplace, huh?
Well, look, I'm putting the water in the sink. I'm going to do the tough part. I'm going to wash.
Gee, Wally, he's really doing it.
Yeah.
Guy tries to do the right thing and you guys get all shook up.
Oh, we were just going by the creepy way that you usually act.
Yeah, even the bad guys on television don't do anything nice unless they're going to croak or something.
Come on, bring me the dishes. Come on, let's get some action going, man. Well, come on. Hat, two, three, four.
Well, it just about does it.
You got everything put away?
Yeah, everything's all put away.
Okay, then hang up your towel real neat. What are you, a couple of slobs?
I'll get it.
Yeah?
How come you made up all that junk?
What junk?
About your father being home last night.
What do you know about it?
Everybody knows about it. The whole thing was just a big fake on account of you were afraid to stay home alone. Well, it's not so bad to be afraid. I get afraid sometimes, too.
Well, it's not that I was afraid. It's just that, well, I feel kind of weird when I gotta be anyplace by myself.
Gee, Eddie. I didn't know you ever felt weird about anything.
Yeah, Beaver. When I'm around other people, I can act like a big shot and get away with it.
Yeah, you're real good at that.
And yeah, but it's not good in life for a guy to act like a big shot to himself.
Yeah. I guess even a creep's gotta have friends.
Hi, Mom.
Well, hello, Beaver.
Oh, where's Dad?
He and Wally took Eddie home.
Oh, did they have another fight?
No. Eddie's parents came home from Freeport.
Oh. Hey, Mom, you know how you were saying there might be another Eddie?
Yes.
Well, I think I might have seen him.
You mean last night when you thought you had a nightmare?
No. This morning when we were doing the dishes. The other Eddie wasn't there for long, but he was there all right.
Well, maybe Eddie really is going to change.
No, I don't think so, Mom.
Why do you say that?
Well, about a half hour later, I offered him a piece of my candy, and he rubbed it in my hair. So I guess the old Eddie's going to be with us for a while longer.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Beaver. Did you tell Wally?
No, I just combed it out. I didn't want to start a whole big thing.
Coming up, Opie flunks arithmetic. The last episode for Don Knotts as a regular cast member and his last in black and white. But he'll return as a colorful guest star and add two more Emmys to his mantle for his portrayal of Bonnie Fife. Stay tuned.